assumes that to make cold water kosherim is not a malacha, only ishpil sheyachemu. If you're going to cause the water to become yatzaledes, we assume that below yatzaledes is considered tzaynim. So if you put it in tzaynim ishpil sheyachemu, the tzaynim should become yatzaledes. That's an issur bishul, but if it's only kedei l'hapshiran, that doesn't pose a problem. So the Gemara raised the issue of Mitzari. We were learning like Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam has a whole different shot, everything totally different. Rambam talks about Mitzari, if it's Mechabe, a whole different story. But leaving out there, Stiris and the Rambam, the whole story in the Rambam with the writer. We were just learning Rashi and Tosfos. The Mitzari is some kind of a malacha or another, either a malacha deraita, a malacha derabbanon, that's the question. And the malacha involved is Misakin Mana, that the metal wasn't that strong before. And after making tziruf, then you make the metal harder. So in the tziruf, how does one accomplish tziruf? If you have the metal, it was burning hot, and then you pour ice-cold water on top of it. So sometimes that will accomplish tziruf. If you're planning to do it in advance, then you'll do it right. And if you hear the fellow's not at all planning to do the tziruf, the Gemara just asks the kashuv, halo mitzarifu, shouldn't it be a dovish ene miskaven? There is a possibility that he will cause tziruf. The Gemara's kasha on the top line, on mem aleph and beis, halo mitzarifu, the kasha was that it may should be considered a davish enim skav. May or may not bring about the tziruf. Not that it's actually mitzar, it's really a davish enim skav. So we got up, we learned the Gemara mem aleph and beis until Omar Rav, five lines from the bottom. Omar Rav, lo shanu elo, there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Lo shanu elo lehafshir, aval etzareif, osur. Rav says you're not permitted to be mitzar. Shmuel Omar, afilu mitzar is nami mutar. It's even permissible to pour in cold water in such a way that you know in advance that it's going to cause tziruf. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. Mitzar v'lachatchila mishorik. What do you mean? You know in advance that it's a sikresha, it's going to cause tziruf. Everyone agrees that's not permissible. Eliyit ma'achi yitma. Now we have to say it over again. We said it over wrong. Not that it's a machalekis Rav Shmuel whether the tzar is mutar or osur. Eliyit ma'achi yitma, there is a machlekes Rav Shmuel that runs as follows. Omar Rav lo shanu elo shir lahavshir. You're only permitted to put in so much cold water into the burning hot kettle after you moved it off of the flame or after you poured out the hot water, whatever, to pshat them here, Rashi and Taisvis. So Rav says, you're only permitted to put in cold water, shir lahavshir, you know for sure that there's no chance that it can become zero, that you'll accomplish a mistaken money, that the metal should become stronger. But if you put in so much cold water that it may possibly cause tziruf, even though that's clearly not your intention, you just want to warm up the water a little bit. And you know in advance that may or may not cause tziruf. So Rav says, osur. In other words, Rav paskins halacha lamaisa like Rav Yehuda, that Dovashin and Miskaven is osur on Shabbos, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees with Rav, afilu shir litzarev, is also mutter. So it's a machlekes, why is even afilu shir litzarev? Even if he pours in so much cold water that it may accomplish tzir, but he's not interested in accomplishing tzir, may not accomplish tzir, that's dovish enim is kaven. So the machlekes Rav Shmuel is whether he paskin like Rav Yehuda, he paskin like Rav Shimon, whether dovish enim is kaven is also a mutter on Shabbos. Good enough, okay. Normally when there's a machlekes Rav Shmuel, we paskin halacha kirabi yisuri, or kishmuel bedine. And here it's an exception to the rule. Here we paskin kishmuel the yisuri. We paskin like Shmuel, that Dovish Enim is Kavein is Mutter on Shabbos. How do we know? Based on the rules of Psak, we should pass them like Rav. The answer is there are other Gemara. The Gemara and the Kuf Chops, the Gemara talks about sweeping the floor. So the Gemara says, the Hashta the Kaimalon, and now that we know that Psak Halach is, that Dovish Enim is Kavein is Mutter, so therefore you have a couple of coolers regarding sweeping the floor. So the Gemara says, Beferish, Hashta the Kaimalon, Dovish Enim is Kavein is Mutter. So we know what the Psak is. The Kololia Psak apply in a case where the Gemara doesn't say explicitly what the halacha is. So if you wouldn't have an off in the Gemara, you would have said that din should have been like Rav, and Rav over here passing us like Rav Yehuda, that Dovish Enim is Kavein is also. Here we have the Ferish Gemara. It says, Ashtar the Kamilon that it's Mutter. Now the Gemara on the top line has a very strange kasha. The name of the Shmuel, Reb Shimon Svira, they mean to say the Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, in what area Reb Shimon? Shimon said 1,001 dinim. Shimon disagrees with the other Tanaim in many different areas. Shimon holds Gidan Asher is also Bahano. So what has it got to do with over here? Shimon has a lot of things to say. Just because you vote Republican once, you always have to vote Republican for the rest of your life. Just because you hold like one Reb Shimon, you have to hold like all the Reb Shimon, either all or nothing. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara over here is asking a funny kasha. The main Riddish Moker Reb Shimon Svirla. It means to say the Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that what the Dov Shemim is Kabin is Mutter. Freg the Gemara, Bahama Shmuel. But Shmuel says it didn't contradict that. And they proceed to quote a din of Shmuel that has nothing to do with this Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. It's a different machlegs of Yudah Reb Shimon by Malachin Shein Svichel Ugufa. Bahama Shmuel. Both Shmuel said a memre regarding Kibui. So he says, you're permitted to do a malacha deraisa only be makam sakonis nefashis and sofik sakonis. Sofik because nefesh is also deicha and isa deraisa. If you're not dealing, let's say you only have a chashash hezga rabim, you're afraid that many people will get hurt. So then you're not permitted to be mechal Shabbos. The simple reading of the Gemara the way it says by us. Rabbeinu Hananel on the page has a totally different girsa, and they have an asterisk there in the middle of it. So Rabbeinu Hananel 10 lines in, and they tell you at the bottom of the page to look in the Rashbo. Rabbeinu Hananel has a whole new story here. We'll see soon. But the way we have in our Gemara, it's totally the opposite from Rabbeinu Hananel. So the Gemara assumes in order to be permitted to violate a malacha deraisa, you have to have either a vadei sakona or a sofek sakona, or a sekseka of a sakona. Has to be some possibility of a sofek sakona. But if you only have a chashash hezek harabim, hezek hayochid, hezek harabim, we would not permit violation of an isa deraisa. What about to violate a malacha derabana? So that the Gemara says, when there's a chashash hezek harabim, you're permitted to violate a malacha derabana. What if it's only a chashash hezek hayochid? It's probably like a cholish ein b'sakon. So that you'd only be mater exera derabana, not mater a malacha derabana, mater exera derabana. So that's what he quote. That's what the Gemara quotes. How can you say the Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that Dov Hashanim is Kavin is Mutter? The Homer Shmuel, Shmuel himself contradicts that Mechabin Gachelo Shal Matteches Dirshus Harabim Bishvil Shalay Azukub Harabim Avlo Gachelo Shalayt. Kibui is one of the 39 of his malachas. So he says that Kibui is only a malacha deraisa if you have a Gachelo Shalayt, that after you do the Kibui you're left with a pechon, left with some charred material. If you plan to use the pechom, that makes it into a malacha tzvicha legufa. If you don't plan to use the pechom, then it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. But what if you do mechaben gachel shel mateches? Let's say you have metal is so hot that it's red. So the Rambam says when you heat metal till it turns red, that's havara. That's a malacha of havara. And when you extinguish that flame, would that constitute kibui? So the Gemara says not, no. The Gemara says that's not, these two malachas are not necessarily twin malachas. When you heat up metal till it glows, that's called havara. When you extinguish that flame, that's not a violation of kibui min haTorah, because there is no pechom. In order to violate kibui, you have to create pechom. In order to violate havara, you don't have to create pechom. Let's say a person turns on the gas, and he has a potted light, and then because of the potted light, he causes the gas to catch flame. So he causes some gas to burn. So that's havar. The pashta says that's havar deraisa, even though there is no pechon. Or the person heats up metal till it glows. That's havar deraisa. You can have havar deraisa even if there is no pechon. But in order to violate kibur deraisa, you have to create some pechon. So Shmuel says one is permitted to be mechaba gachelo shel mateches, which happens to be located in the middle of the street, if it's Bishus HaYachid, if it's in a private home, so let him put something on top of it. Let him tell all the children not to go into that room, so no one will get hurt. They'll be able to control it. But if the Gachelo Shel Mateches in the middle of the Bishus HaRabim, then you have a Chashash Hezek HaRabim. So B'mokam Chashash Hezek HaRabim, you don't permit one to violate a Malacha Deraisa, but we do permit one to violate a Malacha Derabbanan. Avlo Gachelo Shaleitz. But if you have a Kibbutz Gachelo Shaleitz, that's a Malacha Deraisa, because it's you're creating a pechom, so you're not permitted to violate a malacha deraisa for the purpose of saving the rabbim from hezek harabim. So what is the contradiction between what Shmuel said before, what Shmuel said now? So they say, v'yisal kadai tachsova lo k'Reb Shimon. If it's correct that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, afilo shaleitz nami, even a gachelo shaleitz, where you are creating a pechom, we don't plan to use the pechom. So since you don't plan to use it should remain a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. And if you all like Reb Shimon, that Dov Hashanim is kavin is muta, then you should all like Reb Shimon all the way, that even a malacha shein tzvicha legufa should also be only the rabbanon. What does one Reb Shimon got to do with the other? That's what Taisus asks. The top Taisus. Myself the daitach nimakshe v'chim shum the sova shmok Reb Shimon What's the connection between the two? There's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. There are three machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon that keep on repeating themselves in this mesichta. One is davar she'ein miskaven, whether it's osur or mutar. One is melachah she'ein tzrich legufa, whether it's deraisa derabanan. And the third one is regarding muktzah. The pashta says that they're unrelated, unconnected to each other. But the Gemara over here somehow thought, lememir disover Shmuel, the Gemara thought that there should be a connection. How can Shmuel say that davar she'ein miskaven is mutar, like Reb Shimon, but he holds like Reb Yehuda over here? The melachah she'ein tzrich legufa constitutes an isa deraisa, because isa algatay techsav like Reb Shimon. If he holds like Reb Shimon, bayein tzricha legufa, afilu shaleitz nami, even a gachela shaleitz in the middle of the b'shus harabim, where there's a chashash hezek harabim, should also be muta to be mechaber, because the worst it can be is just going to be an isa derabbanan, melacha shein tzricha legufa, and a melacha derabbanan we allow b'mokam chashash hezek harabim. So the Gemara answers that the two are not connected. And for the Gemara, b'davishenim is kavim savolak Reb Shimon regarding melachashen tzvicha legufa savolak Reb Yehuda. It's such an obvious teretz. That's what Tosfos can't understand. What was the havamin of the Gemara? Usually we don't spend time on havaminas, but over here the havamin is so bizarre. What's the havamin of a havamin here? Why should there be any connection whatsoever? So Tosfos develops a whole pilpul. What the havamina was. But then they have to admit themselves that it doesn't work out well in the Gemara and Zvachim. They admit that it doesn't. The Gemara and Zvachim also make such a leap from one to the other, so they say the suggestion that they make only fits in over here, but in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't read straight. So what it says to say, Yishleima, the Havamin of the Makshin was that Hoba Hotalya on a level of the Rabbanan. Why on a level of the Rabbanan? The Taisa said before in the Dibra Mascha Mecham, that's what we discussed yesterday, in the big Taisa on Mem Aleph on the base, and that was Taisa's Girsan, Yuma Dafla Medala on the base. That's what they quoted at Gemara, and Rashi crossed out the Girsan, Yuma Dafla Medala. Taisa said that's not right, you shouldn't have crossed it out. It's correct the way it says. What did it say, the Girsan, Yuma Dafla Medala? The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Dabashenim is Kavin Osir on Shabbos is only Midirabonim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Kol HaTarakula Dovashin and Miskaven Osir is that it's an Issa Deraisa. That's how they prove from the Gemara. Where was that Gemara? And Rabbi Lezer de Milo. The Gemara was discussing, why do you need a pasuk that is permissible to cut the Or HaOrla, even if it has a Negat Saraz? Why don't you say it's a Dovashin and Miskaven? It's Tamut, there's no problem. So the Gemara says, La Nitzachela Ali, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovashin and Miskaven is Osir. So that Gemara is explaining why you need a drasha from a pasuk. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda Shita in general, and Kol HaTarkula, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Dabashin and Miskaven also in HaTayra. But the Gemara says in Yuma, Lamed Dalet, that's how Taisus had the Girsa. That was the old Girsa before Rashi crossed out that line. The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Dabashin and Miskaven on Shabbos, the worst that could be is only the Rabban. Why? Because it says, Malachas Machshevus HaSutar. Fine. So we'll start with that. That's how Taisus works, Mem Beis Amin Aleph. The Pasuk says, Malachas Machshevus, Dabashin and Miskaven is Mutam and HaTayra on Shabbos. Does it make sense to make a chumra mid the rabbanon to ask a dovashen miskaven on Shabbos? So Taisus in Yuma daf lamed hemet aleph, that long Taisus that goes from lamed dalet and base to lamed hemet aleph. So Taisus explains what prompted Rabbi Yehuda to make a gzera the rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon didn't make it. Rabbi Shimon holds dovashen miskaven as mutter, so he leaves it there. It's mutter. Mutter min atar, mutter min the rabbanon. Why did Rabbi Yehuda hold dovashen miskaven on Shabbos as mutter min atarah, but they asked it mid the rabbanon? But they both. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda both agree by Shabbos that it's mutam and atayra. Dov Shem Miskaven is mutam and atayra. So what motivated Rabbi Yehuda to be machmir with the Rabbanon? Rabbi Shimon leaves it on the level of their eyes. Why? So Tosfos explained why. Rabbi Shimon holds in Kol HaTarkula Dov Shem Miskaven is mutar. So if it's mutar, if it's a heter and Kol HaTarkula, so he leaves it mutar on Shabbos also. The only reason why Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon ask the Malach HaShem Tzvicha Legufa with the Rabbanon? Min atayra, Rabbi Shimon holds Malach HaShem Tzvicha Legufa is mutar. So why did they machmir with the Rabbanan? So Tosfos wrote a loshen. Tosfos explained, because the Tosfos in the first parak in Maikotna explained that the concept of Rav Shimon Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is mutam in HaTorah, that only applies to Hilcha Shabbos and Yontif. That's a klal. Ein Tzvicha Legufa doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Even in Shemitah, where you have Isuri Malacha Sakarka, there's no requirement for Malacha Tzvicha Legufa. That's what Tosfos says. There are some Rishonim who disagree. But that's what Tosfos writes in the first parak of Moikotin. They interpret the Gemara like that. So Reb Shimon's shita that Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is mutam in HaTorah, is only a din in Hilcha Shabbos. And Kala Tarakula, there is no such concept as a Malacha Shetzvich Legufa, that it brings about some kulas, brings about some leniencies. So Rav Shimon holds Kedei Lahashu Shabbos L'Shar Kala Tarakula, it makes sense to make a Chumra Midirabana to Aser Malacha Shetzvich Legufa Midirabana. However, Dov Sheinim is Kaveh, Rav Shimon holds Mutar and Kala Tarakula. So why should you be Machmir Midirabana? Why should you be Machmir? Not in Hilcha Shabbos, not in Kala Tarakula. It's Mutar is Mutar. What should motivate us to make a Gzeira Midirabana? But Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Sheinim is Kaveh is Zosem and Atar and Kala Tarakula. That's the Hoichacha from the Gemara and Rabbi Leizer and the Mila. Dov Sheinim is Kaveh and Alib. Rabbi Yehuda is Zosem and Atar and Kala Tarakula. Just in Hilcha Shabbos, it's Mutar and Atar because it's a lack of Malachas Masheves. So it makes sense. Ali b'Rabbi Yehuda k'day l'hashv Shabbos l'shar kol ha'tarakula. You come in your machmer to asa dov sheini miskav. That's how the Tesis explained in Yuma. Daf lamed hem and alf. The hemshich of that gigantic Tesis is started from lamed dalar and beis going over to lamed hem and alf. So that's what Tesis explained. What prompted Rabbi Yehuda to make the gzera the rabbanon to asa dov sheini miskav and am Shabbos if he holds ben ateres mutter? Why did he ask him the rabbanon? So Tesis wrote the lashon. The same as Reb Shimon by Ein Tzvicha Legufa. Shimon asks Ein Tzvicha Legufa Midirabbanan. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds the whole sheet of Reb Shimon, Malachas Ein Tzvicha Legufa, only applies to Hilcha Shabbos. Doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. So it's a special Kula in Hilcha Shabbos. Kedei Lahashvi Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. So they ask it, Malachas Ein Tzvicha Legufa Midirabbanan. So the same, Ali B'Rav Yehuda, Dov Sheinim Miskaven in Kol HaTorah Kula, and he said, Deraisa, so Kedei Lahashvi and on just on Shabbos, it's the Mutam and Atoira because of a lack of Malachas Nasheves. So Kedei Lahashvi Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, it introduced Anisa Midirabbanan to Asa Dov Sheinim Miskaven Alibi Rav Yehuda. That's how Tosfos explains in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, that's Lefi HaEmes. That's the Maskona. But our Tosfos is explaining what the Havamin of the Makshin was. Why in the world did the Makshin think that there's any relationship whatsoever between Dov Sheinim Miskaven and Malachas Shein Tzvicha Legufa? They're totally unrelated. Ein Tzvicha Legufa is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, and Dov Sheinim Miskaven is a topic in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Tosfos explains like this. If in Hilchos Shabbos everybody agrees that Dov Sheinim Miskaven is Mutter. That was their Girsa and Yuma, Daf Lamed Daf. That's what they insist over here also in the long Tosfos Necham. Dov Sheinim Miskaven on Shabbos is only, that's Tosfos Sheet. Half of the Rishonim disagree, but that's what Tosfos holds. Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos. Now she holds by Shabbos, it's also an Issa Minatar. But Tosfos is speaking over here. So they say, Dov Sheinim Miskaven on Shabbos is Mutar Minatar. So the question is, you have to have a reason to ask them with the Rabbanan. So what are you making a Gzera Otu what? So whereas the truth of the matter is, it's a Gzera Shabbos Otu Kol HaTorah Kula, Kedei Lahashvi Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Makshin over here on the top line, the Memer D'Shmuel Kerev Shimon Tzvila, the Makshin thought, so Kedai Tachav, the Makshin was, that it's Hoba Hotali in which direction? If you hold Ein Tzvicha Legufa as a Malacha Deraisa, then it makes sense to make a Gzera Derabbanan by Dov Sheinim Miskaven, or to Miskaven where it's Ein Tzvicha. Whatever the fellow is a Dov Sheinim Miskaven, he's not interested at all in the other Pula. What does Dov Sheinim Miskaven mean? I'm doing Pula Hamuteres, I'm doing Pula A, which may or may not result in Pula B. If I'm doing Pula A, which is Muteres, and it Vadai will bring about Pula B, that's a Psik Reshi. Everybody agrees Psik Reshi is awesome. So I'm doing Pula A, and I know in advance that it may or may not result in Pula B. That's cool. And Pula B is awesome. Pula A is Muteres, so that's called Dov Sheinim Miskaven. So every Dov Sheinim Miskaven, he's not interested at all that B should happen. Neither here nor there. He doesn't care one way or the other. So Menela is going to be an Ein Tzvicha Legufa. So if you're going to tell me, even if he's Miskaven to do Pula B, but he's not interested in the results of it, he's not interested in being nana from the results. It's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. So if you all like Rav Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is only an Issa de Rabbanon, so it doesn't make sense to make an Issa on a Dov Sheinim Miskaven. Dov Sheinim Miskaven is two steps away from a real Malacha. Dov Sheinim Miskaven is not, it's Mutam and Atar because everybody agrees it's a lack of Malachas Masheves, and even if he would have intended to do it, but it's still Mutam and Atar because it's a Tzvicha Legufa. So it does make sense. I'll leave it Reb Shimon. You should make Gzera de Rabbanan to Aser Dov Sheinim Miskaven Otu Ein Tzvicha Legufa Ein Tzvicha Otu Miskaven. Even Miskaven Gufa is Ein Tzvicha Legufa. The worst is going to be is only the Rabbanan. But if one would adopt the position of Reb Yudah, but that a Dov HaMiskaven Ein Tzvicha Legufa is an Issa Der Aisa, so then it's not so far fetched. It makes sense to make Gzera de Rabbanan to Aser Dov Sheinim Miskaven, even though it's a lack of Malachas Nasheves Otu Dov HaMiskaven, even though it's ain't tzricha legufa. Ain't tzricha legufa, Rabbi Yehuda holds as an isa deraisa. So this is only one step away. You can't make a gzeira derabbanon. Make a gzeira derabbanon. Don't stand near the edge of the cliff. You may fall over. So you tell a guy, stand 3 feet away. You don't tell a guy, stand 3 miles away. Make a gzeira derabbanon. He doesn't have to stand so far away. Here, you're afraid. Ushmartim es mishmarti asum mishmeris mishmarti. The tanoim are afraid that someone's going to fall over the cliff. He's going to do an aveir. So they say, if you hold that ain't tzvicha leguf as an isa deraisa, so we better ask the dova shein in miskaven. Because next you'll know is the fellow will do dova ha miskaven, ain't tzvicha legufa, and they'll think that that's also mutter, because ain't tzvicha legufa, and it's not so. Ain't tzvicha legufa is an isa deraisa. But if you hold that ain't tzvicha legufa itself is only awesome of the rabbanon. So what do you have to be machmet to ask the dova shein in miskaven? Dova shein in miskaven, otu miskaven, and miskaven is also otu tzvicha legufa. So far away, it's a gzera legzera, it's too far away from. He's nowhere near falling over the cliff. He's 3 miles away. He's not 3 feet away. That's what Tesis explains. That's what Tesis explains. The Havamina, the Makshan thought like that. But this whole Hesber is only neat. That's why the Gemara thought that these two are connected. Whether you make a Gzeira de Rabbanon by Dov Sheinim Miskaven on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Dov Sheinim Miskaven is Mutam and Atar L'Choladeis. So the lack of Malachas, not Shabbos. Does it make sense to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon by Dov Sheinim Miskaven? Depends on how bad ain't tzvicha legufa is. If that's an isha deraisa, it makes sense to make a gzera. That itself is only the rabbanon. So it's a gzera legzera. Dov Hashem Miskaven is too far away from the isha deraisa. So this is fine on daf mem beis amud aleph, and I'm a sikh, this is fine. So he says, however, will be shili, in the middle of the Tosfos they quote from Zvachim daf tzadik aleph. This member of Shmuel says in the Matoras Hashas, it appears in Zvachim daf tzadik aleph. What is saying Zvachim? Normally the din is when you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh, you have to bring a mincha and this came to Mdur. You have to bring a mincha and yayin lenesach. Some karbanas, not all. Some karbanas you have to bring a mincha with yayin lenesach. So the yayin lenesach, he poured down the pipes. There were shisen pipes in the mizbeach, and the wine goes down the pipes and there's a puddle of wine there. Okay. So then what happens after it goes down into the puddle? That's another discussion in Gemara Sukkah. What happens with the wine? What happens if a person is donating a carbon of yayin? That's the whole carbon. Not that this is minchasim and this kayim in conjunction with a carbon. Not that this is the mincha and the yayin that's brought along with a carbon. This itself is the whole carbon. This itself is the whole. How do you know there is such a thing? It never says in Chumash anywhere. So the Tanaim and the Mishnah is learning that from Sukkim. That there is such a thing. Misnadevadam yayin. There is such a thing that you can donate. There is never a chiyuv to bring a korban of yayin, but it's a korban habob nedava. Just like there is such a thing as a minchas nedava. The two types of mincha is a minchas nedava and there's a minchas chayva. And by yikra and tzav, you have sometimes you're obligated to bring a mincha, and most of the time it's a minchas nedava. It's a voluntary matan. If you want to, you can bring a minchas nedava. So to yayin, there's yayin that's bo im azevach. If you took a neder to bring a carbon, so you're obligated to bring the minchas minis came of the carbon. And sometimes you're not mechuyev to bring yayin. A person volunteers on his own. He says, "Hare alai to bring a carbon of yayin." So the Mishnah says that such a thing exists. So Shmuel comes and he says the chiddush. When did the Mishnayis in Sukkah describe that you pour the wine? Let's say the mizbech is square on top, and they have the pipes there. You have the opening to the pipes. When you say pour the wine down the pipes, and nothing gets burnt on the ishim on the fires, that's because these yayin, this minchas yayin, the niskei hayayin coming in conjunction with the carbon, and you burnt the emurim on the mizbech. So something was burnt on the mizbech, and the smoke went up to the skies to visualize as if it's delivered airmail to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So if you gave the matana to the Rebbeinu Shlom, goes up on high. But if the whole carbon only consists of yayin, so you're not going to pour anything, you're just going to pour it down the drain. You're going to pour it down the pipe, it's going to go down the drain. So nothing is going to be agabi ho'esh. So Shmuel says, mitarasvor, it can't be such a thing. Omar Shmuel, that's what Tosfos quotes from Zvachim, a misnad of yayin, what it says in the Mishnah, that there is such a thing. I think Rav Tarfon says the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that there is such a thing, misnad of adam yayin. You can bring yayin as a carbon b'fnei atzmo. So Shmuel goes on Rav Tarfon's din and he says, "I'm a snad of yayin. One is bringing yayin as a korban bifnei atzma meviyam zalfa agabi hoishin. You can't be yotze by pouring it down the pipe, down the shishin. You have to sprinkle it on top of the flame. He says mitzad asvar. He has no posik. He says mitzad asvar. He thinks it has to be like that, because otherwise there's nothing lach mashalishim. A matana to the Rabbanu Shalom, you have to burn it, and the smoke goes up to the sky as if to represent the idea that the matana is going up to heaven. How can you do that? There is a din. It doesn't go on Shabbos. Mechabah is one of the 39 melachos on Shabbos. Gemara's kasha is, it says, Eish tamid tukan al hamizbeach lo sichbe. There's a lav, there's a loisesei. You're not allowed to be mechabah eish al gabi hamizbeach. So the Gemara asks the kasha, how can Shmuel permit such a thing? When you donate, Shmuel is commenting on Rav Tarfon's din in the Mishnah. When a person donates a minchas yayin, it's not a vamadim yayin, umizalfo, he sprinkles the wine al gabi hoishim. Aye, but it's a chashash. He may or may not be mechaber. He may or may not be mechaber when he sprinkles it. If he's going to take a bottle of wine and pour it on the flames, for sure it's going to be mechaber. So he says mizalfo, the zalef needs to sprinkle it drop by drop, a little at a time. So Gemara says still, but it may or may not. Each droplet of wine may or may not cause kibbutz. So to this, a mishani, the Gemara answers the sava dov shenim mizkaber mutna. Gemara says Shmuel obviously thinks. The dove shenim is kabin is muta. That's what he says on our dove. Shmuel amafidu shir letzarf is also muta, because he holds davala kirep shimon. The dove shenim is kabin is muta. That corresponds. But Shmuel says there corresponds to what he says here. So what do you see? If the din would have been like Reb Yuda, though, the dove shenim is kabin is also, Shmuel's din wouldn't fly. Then what would be the din? The Mishnah says there exists a carbon yayin habo b'fnei atzmo. Not only is the yayin habo in mazeva, there's a carbon yayin habo b'fnei atzmo. That's Rav Tarfon's Mishnah. Person, let me see. A person donates a bottle of wine. We're Rav Tarfon. That's how it starts off. The Mishnah and Omeral has a machlokes where the misnadvim shemen. Can you donate shemen b'fnei atzmo? Normally in the chumash, shemen only comes in conjunction with the mincha. Mincha belula b'shemen. But the Mishnah has a machlokes, Rav Tarfon and Achachamim, does it exist such a thing? Rav Tarfon says, misnadvim shemen. You can donate shemen as a korban b'fnei atzmo. And the Tanakham disagrees. Shem is not from shemen. There's no such thing. Then the Gemara has a discussion that the premise in the Mishnah, the whole machlokes is only is on shemen. But Yayin, apparently they all agree that there is such a thing as Misnadivarim Yayin. And then Shmuel has this Chiddush, if Misnadivarim Yayin, so he thinks that you don't pour it down the Shisen, you have to sprinkle it on top of the fire. Otherwise there's no Matana Leishim. And then the Gemara says, if the Kasha Ayit Sadov Shein Miskaven, you may be causing Kibbutz. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel's din is only Aliba de Reb Shimon, who holds Dov Shenim is Kabin Mutter. If the din would have been like Reb Yudah, if one would hold like Reb Yudah, he wouldn't be able to say like Shmuel. You would have to say that even a Misnadiv Yain also goes down the Shisa. You don't sprinkle it on the Isha. But then the Gemara there asks the same Kasha that they ask over here. Dov Shenim is Kabin Mutter, Uparach Ki Hocha. Taisus quotes, and the Gemara there asks the same kasha that they ask over here. How can Shmuel say halachik Reb Shimon? The Rav Shimon is kabin is muta, but Shmuel seems to hold that ain't tzvicha legufa. is an Issa Daraisa. So the Gemara gives the same terrors, not totally that is. What did the Gemara think the Kasha was over there? So you'll say the same as Tosis suggested, the same Havamina of the Makshin, the exact same Kasha as over here. So Tosis says no. But there the Gemara is talking, there the Gemara is not talking about the Issa of Chilul Shabbos. What they are talking about the Issa of Eish Tamu Tukar Alam Mizbech Lo Sichbe. And Lo Sichbe, there is no Kula of Eim Tzvich Alagufa. So in Hilchah Shabbos, you can say that the two Atolis Ebezef, you hold Eim Tzvich Alagufa is Mutam and Atoira, then it makes sense to say that Dov Shedim Miskabin should be Mutar even with the Rabbana. If you hold Eim Tzvich Alagufa is Osam and Atoira, so it makes sense to make Exer the Rabbana to ask a Dov Shedim Miskabin. But over there, you're talking about Alav Lo Sichbe Mechabe Eish Al Gabi Amizbeach. No one holds that Ein Tzvich HaLegufa is a mitigating factor. So everyone should agree that Dov Sheni Miskavin should be a Gzera de Rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos says, the pshat that they gave originally in our Gemara, the Havamin of the Makshin, why he thought that it's totally Zebezeh, doesn't fit in that Gemara. That's the last five lines in Tosfos. Achik Shah, Mashal Yehav Yisav Shema B'Loch Hashem Tzvich HaLegufa, Patro Allah have you asked Shabbat of Shem is cabin is mut of my mother and Tzvich HaLegufa the Shari Sim the Lab the Shabbos Chayiv Aleha and Tzvich HaLegufa, that's the third line from the bottom of the Tosis. The old Dina Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLegufa is only a Dina in Hilcha Shabbos, doesn't apply anywhere else outside of Shabbos and Yontav, that is Shabbos and Yontav. Tosis in my cotton says even on Malach HaShviyas it doesn't apply, even though there are certain Malachas from Hilcha Shabbos that carry over to Shviyas, but it's not Shabbos, it's not Yontav. The Tosfos says, "Ain't Tzvich HaLegufa by Lo Sichbe Eish Tamid Tzvich LaMisbeach Lo Sichbe doesn't apply." Kidn Tzvilei Haba Hatali. So if the Makshin thinks that it's totally Zebezeh, and Ain't Tzvich HaLegufa is an Issa Deraisa, so everybody should have said that Davish and Miskaven should be us. So what do they have to quote Shmuel to say a Sphira Shmuel Adi Shmuel? It's a Kasha L'Choladei. So that's what Tosfos doesn't know how to deal with that Gemara in Zvachim. The interpretation that they suggested is Nitan Leyomar and Argimar, that the Makshin thought that the two are totally Zebizeh. But in the Gemara Zerachim, it simply doesn't reach there. Okay. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. So the Gemara answers that they're not totally Zebizeh. Reb Shmuel holds that Dov Shem Miskaven Mutal like Reb Shimon. That's how we paskin also. And he holds like Reb Yehuda regarding Ein Tzvich HaLegufa. That by Yas, Halacha L'maita, that's a machlok, is how to paskin. In Shulchan Aruch, most of the Rishonim assume la halacha that Ein Tzvich HaLeguf is only the Rabbanan, and the Rambam and the Balamor are the two Rishonim are passing all the way like Shmuel. They all completely like Shmuel. That Ein Tzvich HaLeguf is their rice. Then the Gemara concludes, Amar Avina Hilkach, what's Hilkach? Now that Shmuel has established that whenever there's a Hashash Hezek HaRabim, you're not permitted to violate a malacha der rice, but you are permitted to violate anything that's only the Rabbanon, including a Malacha de Rabbanon. Usually we said the Shulchan Aruch has four different opinions, and Shin Chav Ches, and then Mechaber says Halacha Kedeah Hashlishis, that's the Ramban Shita. What was that? That the only time one is permitted to violate a Malacha de Raisif is if there's a Hashash Sakonis Nefashis, even if it's a little bit Hashash Rochoik, Leholcho Bepikloch Nefashis Achar Haroi. Even if the rabbi is that he's going to survive anyway, the rabbi indicates that he shouldn't be Michal Shabbos, he's going to survive. So you're not allowed to follow the rabbi, you have to be concerned about the meat. Unless it's such an overwhelming rove, it's ridiculous, the odds are 5 million to 1. So then you say, Shem Epsoim Hashem. A normal person wouldn't be concerned about that. So if a normal person is not concerned, so then it doesn't constitute a suffix sakon. Okay. So again, so in order to violate an Issa Deraisa, you have to have a real chashash sakana, at least the suffix sakana that normal people are concerned about, and that he should, the choyl himself should be concerned about. What if there's no sakana sacham, there's only sakana aver? So that's a machlekes of Rishonim, and we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that's not deicha Shabbos, not deicha malacha deraisa, but even a malacha derabbanan you are permitted to violate in order to save the functioning of the aver. Sakana aver. What if there's less than sakana aver? There isn't even sakana aver. The fellow is just a choyl shame the sakana. So then you're only permitted to violate the Gzera de Rabban. You're not permitted to violate the Malacha de Rabban. So now the Gemara says, what if there's a Hashash Hezik? What if there's a Hashash Hezik? There's no Hashash Sakana for anybody. No Hashash Sakana Saver. No Sakana Saver. Just a Hashash Hezik. So the Gemara says, if it's a Hashash Hezik, HaRabim, so you even permit the Malacha de Rabbanan. Mechabin Gachel Shal Mateches is a Malacha de Rabbanan. But if it's not even And if it's not even chashash hezek harabim, it's only chashash hezek hayochid, then we would only consider it mistama like a chol shem sakana, to prevent them from getting sick. To prevent a person from getting sick is the same as what the coolest that we have for chol shem sakana, that you're permitted to give a medication and permit amirul anochri and all the various coolest. That's only if he already is a chol shem sakana. What about to prevent him from becoming a chol shem sakana? So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a group of achrenim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Galiyani Hashas later, Masech Shabbos, quotes a few achrenim who say that that's only if he already is a chodesh emes hakana, you're permitted to violate exer the rabbanon to bring him back to his good health. What about to prevent the person from possibly becoming a chodesh emes hakana? So he says, then you're not mekel at all. And the pashtus is that we don't pasken like those achrenim. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharam Rutenberg when they put him in prison in order to squeeze out money from the Jewish community to hold up the community for the ransom money. So they were very nice to the prisoner, and they let his Talmidim come every day, and he gave shiur to the Talmidim. Then on Shabbos, when the Talmidim came, if it was cold in the winter time, so the Maharam Rutenberg and the Talmidim would ask the Goyish prison guards to please be kind enough to make a fire in the furnace on Shabbos, Amir Liakum. And why was it permissible? Because Hakol Chayla Meitzel Atzino, everyone can you can catch a cold if there's no source of heat in the room. So in order to, and Amir Lanachri is Mutam Makam Chodesh Em Sakana. So they were permitted, that's what it's quoted La Aloha like that in Shulchan Aruch. It's permissible to ask the Nachri, Amir Lanachri, to make a fire on Shabbos in order to prevent the people from getting sick. It wasn't the Hezek HaRabim. He didn't have, how many people did he need for a rabbi? Got to have at least 10 people. The Maharam Rutenberg didn't have 10 Talmidim coming to him in the prison. They had a couple of students, at the, 3 or 5 students or so. Didn't have so many Talmidim coming to the prison. So it wasn't the Chashash Hezek HaRabim. It was just the din of Chodesh Shem Misakana. So Chodesh Shem Misakana, we assume La Aloha, Amir Lanachri is mut, and all the coolest apply, not only if he already is a chayla, in order to bring him back to good health, to prevent him from becoming a chayla, it would also be mutam. So that's the makam chashash hezek hayachid. You would only be mekel on a gzera derabbanan. You wouldn't permit a malacha derabbanan. But chashash hezek harabim, we treat that like a sakana zever, that we permit one even to violate a malacha derabbanan.
Taking medicine by Xera, by even I would call it applied to you. It seems to be that to violate Xera of taking medication is a lot less than hearing you're allowed to do a miracle when it comes to and asking to go to a Melacha D'Oraisa.
The hetter for the Chole Shem B'Sakana is only if it's a Chole Shem B'Sakana is a madrega of sickness. It has to be a Chole Kol Gufo or Mutal L'Mishko. And in that case, we don't forbid, we don't prohibit the refuah. Refuah is only also if he's a bari with a mechesh bi'alma. He's basically healthy, but he has some aches and pains. So then you're not allowed to use medicine, zera shem yishachik tzalman. But we pass him if he's a chol shem b'sakana, that he is allowed to take medicine.
Right, but he's not even a chol shem b'sakana. He's nothing at all. We're just in the case of the Maron Wittenberg, we're preventing him.
We're preventing them from getting sick. We don't want him to become a chol shem b'sakana. But if only a faith will become a bari with a mechesh b'alma, then you're not allowed to do amir liyakim. The heter that they use was amir l'nachri is mutter. If you're concerned, they may get sick and they'll have to be mutter l'mishkel. They have to lay in bed. So to prevent themselves from becoming a chodesh emes hakana, that's permissible. So that's what Ravina picks up. Ravina says Ravina was a few generations after Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim. So Ravina says Hilkach. Based on what Shmuel said, we can establish the following din. Kotz b'shus harabim, and you're afraid that there's a hashash of hezek harabim, so you're not permitted to violate the malacha deraisa of carrying the kotz dalat ames, but whatever is only the rabbanon, you're permitted to violate. So malicha pachas mi dalat ames. You're permitted to do that. However, the karmelis afilu tuva, if the kotz is in the karmelis, and there's a hashash hezek harabim, so carrying in a karmelis is only the rabbanon to begin with. So that's tamuta. Afilu tuva. You're permitted even to carry the whole dalat ames bevasachas. You have to have at least 10 people to be called a rabbi. I don't think 3 people. Sometimes we say rabbim is 3. I don't think Hezek rabbim is enough 3 people. I doubt it. Probably need a tzibur over here. I would assume so.
If you hold a karmelis, is say that the Gemara there, that maybe Akhil Ba'al Zaydi the Yachid is in your case. Why does the Gemara say the Ba'al Zaydi the Rafi? Maybe it's a riot of commerce is a Lachim the Rafi.
Yeah, what prompted us to say that Carmelus is only a Gzeira was a few Gemaras. One was the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, right? The Gemara said that a Machlekes Abai Barav, we pass like Rava, that it's a Gzeira, it's Mutar. Then the other one was the Gemara in Erevin around Lamed Gimel. The Gemara quotes a Machlekes Rebbe and Achacham, and we pass like Rebbe, called Abishim Mishim Shvuz, Le Gozer Olav Bein Ashmashim. The Taisis there proves from the Gemara, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchot Shabbos, this kula called Avishim Mishim Shuz, like Gazal Ben Ashmashes, doesn't apply to all the Isurim Derabbanim. So Taisa says, what about Lohoylech Pachas Pachas Medal Aramis and Rishus Arabim? So Taisa says that you're not allowed to do Ben Ashmashes. Lohoylech Pachas Pachas means to carry something 3 amas and to put it down, then to carry another 3 amas and put it down, carry 3 amas and put it down. So at the end of the half hour, it turns out that I carried it many miles in the Rishus Aram, but each time I only carried it 3 amas and I made a anocha, then I did akir v'anocha, put it down 3 amas away. So each one per se is mutter. Lo'elech pachas midalat amas once is mutter even with the Rabbana. But to carry pachas midalat amas, and the end result will be that it's moved over 6 amas, but I did anocha in the middle, so that's also with the Rabbana. So Taisa says that's a gzeira chamura. Taisa says we have to divide all the gzeiras into 2 categories. There's a gzeira chamura and a gzeira kal, and the only thing we'll make alam ben ashmashes called davishem mishum shvus lagazu ala ben ashmashes. They said that's only a gzeira kal. If you're dealing with a gzeira chamura like lahaylech pachas pachas dalar ames, that would be not allow even ben ashmashes. So lechayre, this distinction between a gzeira chamura and a gzeira kal only makes sense in the area of a gzeira. If you're dealing with a malacha derabbanan, what you have to say this malacha is more chamur than that malacha. Just like on the level of the rice, you have 39 malachas. All the malachas are malachas. You have Tosha said that Hoitzah is a malacha grua. We had a Gemara in Daf Peyam and Aleph that the Primogonim said that there is some slight nafkaminis ledina. That you cannot be mitzarf the shear if the first chati gregis is nechal before the second chati gregis is put outside. So you cannot be mitzarf it. So the Primogonim claimed that's only by Hoitzah. By other malachas, it wouldn't apply. Okay. But that's the only case where you have a distinction. That one malacha, you add a few others. One Tana says one malacha, there's no koris. One Tana says one malacha, there's no misa. Okay, but we don't pass like any of those. We don't pass like any of those. Avor lalav yotzus that there's no koris and there's no misa. We don't hold like that. And one Tana holds is one malacha that cannot chay misa. We don't hold like that either. We assume lalacha. The only possible distinction is over here that hoitzah is malacha grua for the din on daf pei. The Pimigodim says, but basically a malacha is a malacha. All the malachas are the same. So when Taisus draws a distinction between the various gzeris mederabon, and the pashtus is they're distinguishing between a gzera hamura and a gzera kala within the category of gzera. But they say that a gzera hamura ain lahatir bein ashmashes. So lechayra malacha derabon is more chamur than a gzera hamura. So if Taisus holds that a gzera hamura ain lahatir bein ashmashes, so you shouldn't allow any malacha bein ashmashes. So how do you allow tiltol bekarmelis? The Gemara says there in Erev and Adaf Lami Gimel, we don't permit to carry pachas midal rames in the Rishus Harabim, but we do permit you to carry in a karmel as bein ashmashes. So luchari see that carrying in a karmel as bein ashmashes is not only not a malacha midirabbanan, it's not even a gzera hamura midirabbanan. It belongs in the category of gzera kalam. In the first parak, Daf Yud Aleph, you see from Rove that it's a gzera as opposed to a malacha midirabbanan. But from that Gemara and Erev and Daf Lami Gimel, you see more. You see that it's not even a gzera hamura midirabbanan. If it would have been belonged to the category of Gzera Hamura, it would have been also Ben Ashmashas, like Pachas Pachas. We see it's a Gzera Kalam. Okay, Hoitzah is a Malacha Grua. Okay. Maybe that has to do with why carrying it, since it's a Malacha Grua, so maybe that's why we're so lenient. But Pashto should have been, like you say, that the carrying a karmel should have been a malacha of the Rabban. That's what I would have said. Maybe since the whole malacha of Hoitzah to begin with is only malacha grua, maybe that's why we say that karmel is only a gzera. Could be. But we hold that it's only a gzera kala. Yeah. So Nachmal said, this is the girsa the way it says in Agimar. Om Ravina Hilkach, based on the cloud that we just got from Shmuel, the cloud was that Chashash Hezek Arabim is treated like Sakana Sever, and you allow even a malacha de Rabbanan, as opposed to Hashash Hezekah Yachid, so he gives you the nafkaminas. Lo'elech pachas pachas midal aramis. That's only the Rabbanon. So that you can, that's a Gzeira Chamura, the Rabbanon. So that you make them. That's a Shaila. Let's say if you have a Hashash Hezek HaYochid. Hashash Hezek HaYochid, we should treat it like a Hashash. He's going to become a Chodesh Em B'Sakana. No? Hashash Hezek HaYochid. So we should be makel to allow all Gzeiras the Rabbanon. So why shouldn't we allow Malicha Pachas Pachas? Why is only Kotz Bishus HaRabim? Kotz Bishus HaRabim, so there's a Hashash Hezek HaRabim. What if it's a Kotz Bishus HaYochid and there's only a Hashash Hezek HaYochid? Sounds we would not be makel. We would not make any coolers. Yeah? We would not make any coolers. Why not? So perhaps... Huh? Oh, so it could be that a Gzeira, it could be that when we allow B'makom Chol L'Shem Misakana, we allow one to violate Amir Eliyakum and medication and Tiltul Muktzeh and Rechitza Becham and all the things that we allow and Mashmiya Kol, all the Hetem that we allow, maybe all of those are Gzeira Kala. Maybe just like Tosis drew a distinction between Gzeira Hamur and Gzeira Kala with respect to Kol Davashim Mishum Shuz and Gaz Olabein Hashmash, it could be that the same distinction applies with respect to Chol L'Shem Misakana. Maybe you only make on a Gzeira Kala. Maybe whatever is a Gzeira Hamur, you're not make for a Chodesh Em B'Sakon. So maybe... I don't know. The Karmelis, I don't know. But about the Pachas Pachas Midal Ramas, it could be that Pachas Pachas Dal Ramas is only a Gzeira. Pachas Dal Ramas is Muta Legamre. But if I do that and I do that, so together it's also the Rabbanah. So that's only a Gzeira. So if it's only a Gzeira, so let it even be Muta B'Mokam Chashash Chashash Hezek HaYochid. So the answer is like Tesis wrote in Erev and Daflam Gimel, that's quoted Lalocha in the Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber. Mechaber quotes it. That Pachas, Pachas, V'Dal Anamas is a Gzeira Hamura, and you're not Mekel Ben Hashmashah, so it could be Huadinami. You wouldn't be Mekel B'Mokam Chol Hashem B'Sakonah. You only make the makam chashash hezek harabim, that's treated like sakana sevra v'yochid. Then when it says v'kamelus afilu tuva, maybe anachanami kamelus should be muta even for a yochid, even for a chodesh emes sakana should be muta. Not only hezek harab, l'chora. The last part of the member of Ravina, that's l'chora lav davke. Kamelus is not only muta b'makam hezek harab, that should be muta even b'makam hezek hayochid. Should stam be muta. So Nachum, this is the way it says in our Gemara, that Chashash Hezek HaRabim is a consideration. It's more than a Chashash Hezek HaYochid. Chashash Hezek HaYochid we would treat like a Chodesh Em B'Sakana. Chashash Hezek HaRabim is one notch higher. We treat it like by a Yochid. It would have been a Sakana Sever. So whatever would have been Mutter for Sakana Sever, we're not Mekel on the Deraisim, we're Mekel on the Rabbanim. That's the way we have the Gears in the Gemara, that the Gemara distinguished between Kibui Gachela Shal Mateches as opposed to Kibui Gachela Shalait, because in Gachela Shalait you're dealing with a Malacha Deraisa, because Shmuel holds that Ein Tzvich Lagufa is a Malacha Deraisa. He's not going to use the Pechom. So Kibui Gachela Shalait is a Malacha Deraisa. But Kibui Gachela Shal Mateches, there isn't even any Pechom to speak of. There is no Pechom. So the worst it could be is only Malacha Derabbanan. That's how we have the Girsa. Rabbeinu Hananel has a totally different Girsa over here. But Hananel holds that b'mokam hezek harabim we are makel to permit an isa deraisa. You can violate a malacha deraisa b'mokam chashash hezek harabim. That's what the Rashbam. In case we don't believe that that's what it says, so the Rashbam quotes that that's what it says. Rashbam quotes it's Rabbeinu Hananel that that's what he said. When you're concerned about chashash hezek harabim, we permit you to violate even a malacha deraisa. But that's only if there's a chashash hezek harabim. When is there a chashash hezek harabim? If you have gachela shel mateches, so mateches can be burning hot when it's black. It doesn't have to be red. If it's red, his mom is burning hot. If you touch it, your whole finger may disappear. If it's black and it's burning hot, so you'll burn off your skin. You'll have a scab there for a couple of months. Okay, so if you have a gachela shel mateches and it's black, so the people won't realize that it's burning hot, so there's a chashash hezek harabim. But if you have a gachela shel eitz, so then the Rabbeinu Hananel says, well, it depends. If it's red, so the people will see that the thing is on fire, so they're not idiots, they're not blind. They'll go in the street, they'll see something is burning, so they won't walk on it. But if it, either chashash is maybe it'll be burning hot and it'll be black, So he says, no, by Mateches, it can be so burning hot when it's still black, you can have Hezek Rabin. But by Eitz, once it's already black, the people won't be able to notice that it's hot. Once it's black, that means that it's a little warm. It'll be warm, but it won't be burning hot. It'll give you a hot foot. Okay? So you jump away. But you won't get burned. There's no chashash hezek harabim. That's how Rabbeinu Hananel reads in the Gemara. But in principle, chashash hezek harabim. We see in the Gemara, chashash hezek harabim is mochom and the chashash hezek hayoch. How much mochom? So the way we have the gears, it's one notch higher. It's treated in the hierarchy of kulas. Regarding dinim derabanan, we even permit you to violate a malacham of derabanan. Not only do we permit you to violate a gzera derabanan, we even permit you to violate a malacha derabanan, that it's like chashash sakona sever by a yochid, so hezek harabim is on that madrig. Rabbeinu Hananel holds not so. The chashash hezek harabim has the same status as pikuach nefesh. A very big chiddush. Yosef Engel, in one of his tshuvas in the collection of Bein Peiras, his name was Yosef. Yosef is called Bein Peiras in the Chumash. So in the middle of one of the tshuvas, he quotes this Rabbeinu Hananel to be mitzaref as a sniff to be mekel on something, and then he has it as a vertel. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, he was miyashiv akasha that the achreinim are bothered with. How come in Kriyat Shema, the first parsha of Rishonim, says ve'aftas Hashem alakecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. B'chol nafshecha means afila noitelas nafshecha. B'chol miyodecha means afila b'chol mamoincha. How come in the second parasha it says b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, and it doesn't say b'chol miyodecha? So that's a kasha that the mefarshim talk about. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a nefesh achaim. He has a discussion on this. How come it doesn't say b'chol miyodecha? So he suggests that maybe just there's already a giant step past what the Rabbeinu Hananel already said. So he said maybe just like Hezek HaRabim is equivalent to Sakonis Nefoshes, that it's Matir and Isa Deraisa. Maybe Chashash Hefsid Momen HaRabim. Maybe Chashash Hefsid. Maybe it's Labdavke Hezek HaRabim, Hezek Begufam. Maybe Chashash Hefsid Momen of the Rabim is equivalent to Sakonis Nefoshes. So once it says B'chol Nafshechem, the Abdel B'chol Levavchem, B'chol Levavchem means you shouldn't have any kashas against HaKadosh Baruch. Then it says b'chol nafshechem. One says b'chol nafshechem. I feel the noitelas nafshechem. So memela b'chol mamonchem is included because hezek harabim, hefsid mamon harabim is the equivalent of sakonas nefashis of the rabbi. A suggestion to take the Rabbi Hanan, push it a step further. Not only chashash hezek legufam has the status of pikuach nefesh, even chashash hefsid mamon of the rabbin also is enough to be matir a malacha deraisa, anisa deraisa. It's a shvera concept. This Rabbi Hanan, it doesn't fit into our gears in the Gemara. It clearly had some other gears in the Gemara. That's how some suggest, in order to answer the kasha on daf gimel amid aleph, the third thesis on the daf, Dibra Maskala Tzod Nochosh, thesis quotes the Bahag's Kasha, that there's a contradiction, Shmuel Adi Shmuel. That Shmuel says there are three cases, Shmuel says on the third line in the daf, Amma Shmuel Kulptur Adi Shabbos Potter Avalosser. Whatever it says in the Mishnah's Potter, it means it's Potter. There are three cases that are muta lohatchila. One is Tzedas Tzvi. Tzedas Tzvi didn't do anything. Tzedas Nochish or Mafis Mursa. So what is Tzedas Nochish? Atzod Nochish Shalai Yishachenu. So why is it muta? So the Gemara says because it's a malacha shem tzvicha legufo to begin with. He doesn't plan to use the Nochish that he traps. The malacha shem tzvicha legufo is only asking the Rabbanon. B'makam chashash choli. So this is a kasha, Shmuel Adi Shmuel. Shmuel holds an adaf, a mem beis amin aleph, that malocha shen tzvicha legufa is an isa deraisa. That's why it says an argus in the Gemara. So if he holds an tzvicha legufa is an isa deraisa, why should he allow tzedas nochash? The Gemara says later on Kuv Zayin, the whole reason why tzad nochash shalosh shechen is muta lechatzila, because it's a malocha shen tzvicha legufa is only the rabbonim, and mokum tzara legoza be rabbonim. But according to Shmuel, should be an isa deraisa. That's the Bahag's kasha. That's the Bahag's kasha. that's a steer in the Rambam also. Some Achrenim suggest, if you don't like the Rabbeinu Hananel, is Miyushev the Kasha. Rabbeinu Hananel had the Girsa in Agamara. Shmuel never said, Shmuel says, the way it says on Agamara, even if Shmuel holds that Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa is an Issa Deraisa, but he still holds that that's the Misal B'mokam Chashash Hezek Arabim. So Hatzad Nochash Aloy Shachenu is not only he's afraid the Nochash may bite me. If I'm only afraid the Nochash is going to bite me, maybe the Staka and Elheter to do the Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa. The Nochash, just like it can bite me, can bite someone else also. It's a Chashash Hezek Arabim. So when they have a Chashash Hezek Arabim, maybe that's what according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that's what Shmuel said. He permitted to violate a Malacha Deraisa. Even though ain't Tzvicha Legufa is an Issa Deraisa, he permitted to violate a Malacha Deraisa. Malacha Chashash Hezek Arab. Yeah, but the Rabbeinu Hananel is a different gears. It's a totally a different gears. It's not the way it says in our Gemara. If there would be a real rat, if there would be any chashash sakana, so any svatech chashash sakana, for sure would be mutter to kill him, even if need be to do a malacha deraisa. Yeah, he's just afraid shaloi shachenu, he's gonna cause injury. Yeah, if there's a chashash sakana, of course it's mutter. That's right. Apparently he recognizes the nature of the snake. Some snakes are poisonous, some snakes are not poisonous, but they're harmful. Yeah. Okay. So the topic of the Mishnah Mem Aleph and Aleph was about Bishul. That Bishul is also if you make it Chamin, if you make it Yatzoletis, but to make it Poshim, Kedei Lahavshiram, Poshim means less than Yatzoletis, that's not a problem. So now the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Bisham and Bisul about the details of Bishul Bisham. Tan Rabbanan, Noson Adam Chamin Lotech HaTzayin, Velotzen Lotech HaChamin, Dibrei Beishamai. Beishamai say it makes a difference about mixing whether you're pouring hot water into cold water, of cold water into hot water. B'tzilamim, what's the difference? B'chamin tercha tzen, tzen tercha chamin is mutter. Doesn't make a difference how you pour it. Wait a minute, why doesn't make a difference how you pour it? It's never going to be a violation of bishul, but it says in the Mishnah that there is a violation of bishul. So they explain why. B'med v'mamurim b'kos. A kos means a klisheni. So b'shami hol klisheni, b'tzil hol klisheni enim avashim. So that's why the Bishul say it doesn't make a difference whether Chamin or Techatzen, it's not Techachamin, Klisheni is not Mevashel. And Beishamai disagree. Beishamai hold that Klisheni is Mevashel. What Beishamai disagree on the Dinin, all of Shas. The Gemara says in Kol HaBasa that Klisheni and Mevashel doesn't make Basa B'chol HaBderais. The Gemara says a Bashel Mevushel Bamayim, a special lab that you're not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach, it's a Mevushel Bamayim. The Gemara says it only applies if you did Bishul Dikli Rishon. If you do Bishul B'Klisheni, it doesn't apply. Bishul is one of the things that's Koveh L'maisa. We discussed it the other week. If you eat Tevel before Rias Kanei Abayis, it's Mutam and Atar and Asim and Rabbanis. You eat Achilas Keva. What constitutes Achilas Keva? You either eat a lot of it, or you eat it on Shabbos Kavas, or you salt it, Melech is Koveh, or Mekach is Koveh, if I bought it, or Bishul is Koveh, if I cook it. So the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, the Bishul is only Koveh, if it's Bishul B'Klisheni. If it's Bishul B'Klisheni, it's not called Bishul. I mean, Beishamai disagree with everything. Beishamai disagree and call it Tarkul. The whole Bishul B'Klisheni is called Bishul. How can it be? So that's what Tosis explains. That Beishamai argue with the Beis Hillel, it's a Chumrim in the Rabbanan. Beishamai say that Min HaTorah they're masking with the Beis Hillel, that ain't Bishul B'Klisheni. But with the Rabbanan, they think that it's Kedai to make Exera the Rabbanan, to make Exera Klisheni or to Klish. And Beis Hillel say, no, it doesn't make any sense. No need to make any gzeirah to Rabbana. And then the Beis Hillel continue. But med v'mamurim, because if it's a klisheni, of course that people are going to drink it. So then it's not going to be so burning. Avo bambati, but if it's a bathtub, it's in a bathhouse, then the Beis Hillel agree with the Beis Shammai that you make a gzeirah. Bambati means klisheni. That's what Taisa says. Abel Bambati, Taisa says, Nir Dai Ambati Ari Kigon Shu Klisheni. Not the same as the Gemara before. The Gemara told the story, Rabbi Yudah Nasi went into the Ambati, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, Holachacharav Nechnas Teacha Rebbe the Beis HaMerchatz, he wanted to warm up the oil in Ambati, so the Gemara says, no, Tu B'Klisheni the Tain. Take some water from the Ambati, put in a Klisheni, then put in the bottle of oil. Why couldn't he put it into the Ambati? Ambati is a Klivishin. So they said, that's one kind of Ambati. The Bryce and then Amon Beis is an Ambati, that's a Klivishin. A real Melacha Derais. And here we're talking Ambati, that's a Klisheni. And even Mithilul agreed with the Beis Shammai that he make a Gzera Derabon. Why is there a difference between a Kos on the one hand and the Ambati on the other hand? And the Kos, they never, Kos is Lishtia. So Rashi says, Kos Lishtia. Rashi writes, "La nichalei she'achuma harbe." You're not going to drink burning hot water. It's going to be scalding. You're not going to drink such burning hot water. But to take a bath, a lot of people take a bath talking burning hot water. So that's why the Beisilah, the Ambati, is usually hotter than the Kos. So that's why Beisilah are masking with Beis Shammai that Ambati makes sense to make Gzeira d'Rabbanan. But by Kos, they don't agree with Beis Shammai. By Kos, a regular klisheni doesn't make sense to make Gzeira d'Rabbanan. How do you explain, according to Beis Shammai, that you make a Gzeira d'Rabbanan to Asad Bishul de Klisheni, even a Kos which is a Klisheni, you make a Gzeira d'Rabbanan? So why do they distinguish between Chamin Ater HaTzenin as opposed to Tzenin Ater HaChamin? If you're concerned that you're going to mix the cold water with the hot water, the cold water is going to get burning hot, and you hold that Midrabbanan Yesh Bishul de Klisheni by Shabbos, and call Ater Kula Beis Shammai and ask him, there's no Bishul de Klisheni. Ilcha Shabbos made a Gzeira d'Rabbanan. So why do they only make the Gzeira d'Rabbanan one direction? If it's Tzayin l'Ter Chachamin, but it's Chamin l'Ter Chatzayin, then it's Mutter. What does it make a difference, Tzayin l'Ter Chacham, Chamin l'Ter Chatzayin? So this is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi makes a whole halachic principle of this. Rashi gives you all halachic principle, and Tosfos says, how can it be halachic principle? It's not correct. Tosfos makes a difference in Metzius. How does Rashi say? The Rashi says, Chamin l'tzachatzeinen, b'kosova tatoi gover. Tzein l'tzachachamin, the tatoi gover. Rashi says tatoi gover. What's tatoi gover? The Tosfos refers you to Psachim dafai and vavam and aleph. There's a machlokes there, Rabbi Shmuel, where they say tatoi gover or iloi gover. What's the case in the Gemara? The Gemara is like this. Let's say I have a steak, a nevela steak. That was just broiled, and it's a burning hot steak. It's sitting over here, sitting on a plate. I say, is there a din of klisheni? I say, the steak was broiled originally on the broiler. Now I take it out, I take the fork, I take it off of the broiler, I put it on the plate. So do I say klisheni in a mevashal now? So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, where the klisheni, the kula of klisheni applies only to a dova lach, or even applies to a dova gush. So we hold Mikra Din, it really doesn't apply to a Dova Gush. It only applies to Dova Lach, because I think you have what's called Boyle's principle, that the particles in a liquid keep on bouncing around, moving around, banging up against the walls of the cleat. So Tosfos says that Tfanos Mikaros, Tosfos said a Mem on the base. The pieces, the particles of liquid are jumping around and bouncing against the wall, so the Tfanos Mikaros is going to be Mikaros everything. But if you have a steak, the particles are not dancing around, they're sitting still. Bottom of the steak that's touching the plate, you can say Tfanis Mekaros. The plate is cold, so it's Mekaros the bottom. But what's going to be Mekaros the top part? The top part of the steak is the same burning hot, the same Yatzoled as it was before on the broiler. It's over here. The bottom part you can say Tfanis Mekaros, but the top part not. So let's say I'll take a kosher steak that's cold, and I'll put it on top. I take this trefa steak, the Vela steak, put it on the plate. And if the top of the steak retains the status of Kli Rishon, calls man that it's Yatzoledes. That's all we're talking. A Dova Gush is no cool of Kli Sheni. So let's say I'll take a kosher steak and I put it right on top of the trefa steak. And I'll let it sit there for 5 minutes. So I have a Tzoinen sitting on top of a Dova Acham. Burning hot, burning hot. So will it succeed in making the kosher steak trefa? Let's say I have two pieces of steak touching each other, one on top of the other. One is kosher, one is Nevela. And they're both cold. So there's no nesina tam but tzainen. If everything is tzainen, it doesn't succeed in giving a tam. You just have to be concerned about the bien. Some of the particles of the nevela may have rubbed off on the kosher steak. So hold it under a faucet of water and rub off. Take a scrubbing brush and scratch off all the particles that may have possibly gotten stuck onto it. No problem. But if you have burning hot, if you're pouring burning hot, let's say, chazushmalz, on top of kosher flesh, it's not going to help later on, you're going to wash it off. It's not going to help to scrape off all the particles behind, because since it's cham, so cham will accomplish to give a bliya into the kosher steak. So here there's a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Sachem, Dapa, and Vavim, and Alek, what if you have cham, letech, tzeinah, and tzeinah, letech, hacham? have the treifa steak on the bottom, is burning hot. And I take the kosher steak and I put it on top, and it's sitting there for 5 minutes. And the hot nevela steak is having an effect on the kosher steak. So then you have to be concerned that the lower section of the kosher steak that's touching the burning hot treifa steak on the bottom has a blea of treifa, and it's not going to help to brush it off with a scrubbing brush. What do you say? No. Maybe I should say Eloi Govar. Do you say Tatoi Govar or do you say Eloi Govar? When one is hot, one is cold, and one is on top of the other, so do you say the bottom one wins? If the bottom one is hot, it'll have an effect to be Mablia Trefus into the upper one. And if the upper one is hot, the bottom one is cold, so then it won't have an effect. Tatoi Govar, the bottom one wins. The bottom one is hot, it'll give a blea. The bottom one is cold, nothing will happen. Or should you say the reverse? Eloi Govar, as opposed to Tatoi Govar. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. M'sochem am dafa involved. So it says, yes, I'm Rashi. How can Rashi interpret that that's what the Beis Shammai are saying over here in the Braisa? And the only reason why the Beis Hillel disagree is because the Beis Shammai are making a chumer, even in Klisheni. That Klisheni is Mavashal mid the Rabbanon, and Beis Hillel deny it. They say it's not true. Ava Bambati, and an Ambati, where it's also a Klisheni, and it's Chamiyod, so there they agree with the Beis Shammai that you do make a distinction. Ava Bambati, Chamin Techatzainen is Mutabal Atzainen, Chamin is Osa, because Tatoi Govar. So Rashi learns, Bein le Beis Shammai, Bein le Beis Hillel. Everybody agrees that you say Tatoi Govar. They just argue, is there a chumra mid the rabbanon, that yesh bishul b'klisheni on Shabbos? There is no such chumra mid the rabbanon. But whenever there is an issue of bishul, namely in a klishon, or an ambati, or according to Beis Shammai, every klisheni, even a kos, there is a distinction between eloi govar, tatoi govar. So say it's a kasha. So how can you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? If it's ben le Beis Shammai, ben le Beis Hillel, everybody holds a tatoi govar. How could it be a machlekes amaraim if you hold, if you all the tanoim agree that tatoi govar? That's why Tosfos rejects what Rashi says. They say that this is not based on Tatoi Govar. They quote the Rabbeinu Tam, L'nir k'mo sh'amar Rabbeinu Tam, that's the first wide line in the Tosfos, Noisein Odom Chamin, L'nir k'mo sh'amar Rabbeinu Tam, that the Loshon HaBraisa, Chamin L'techatzeinen, the Loshon HaBraisa, Sen L'techachamin, the connotation is that what's on the bottom is a big body of liquid, and what you're pouring in is a smaller amount. So whatever is going to be on the bottom is much more than what's being poured in. So that's going to win. It's going to overpower what's... if you're pouring in burning hot water into a bucket full of cold water, so the burning hot water is not going to be mevashel the cold water on the bottom. You just have a cup full of burning hot water, and you have many gallons of cold water on the bottom. So it's not going to make a dent in anything. It'll take out the chill a little bit. It's just going to make it slightly potion. But in the reverse, if the bottom is burning hot and the top is cold, so then if you're pouring tzon or letoch hachamin, the chamin, when you're pouring A into B, the connotation is that B has the rove in it. Chamin letoch hachamin mashman, the mashmois is the meaning of that expression is shatzonim shalmata merubin. Shedech litan amuot, the merubin, you pour the small amount into the larger amount. Lekachem vashman chamin hambotim klap. If you have chamin atoch hatzainen, so the tzainen is so merubin, it's going to outpower the chamin. That's how Tosfos interprets. That the difference between chamin atoch hatzainen and atoch hachamin is not based on the principle of eloi govar. It's not based on the principle of tatoi govar. It has nothing to do with tatoi govar. That's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Mesochem Daf Ayin Vav. We happen to pass kentak tatoi govar, but not based on this gemara of Beis Shammai Bisul. Tosfos interprets our gemara means a totally different thing. Will the end result be that it's going to be burning hot or not? So if the bottom, if you have tzeinen l'tech hachamin, means that the overwhelming majority of the whole water is chamin, so it's going to cause the tzeinen to become cham also. So the end result will be there will be bishul. But if you have chamin l'tech hatzeinen, there's so much tzeinen, so the chamin is going to cool off. It's not going to cause anything. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns. Well, this Gemara in Pesachim has to be understood. It doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, who lived in the late 1700s, wrote a sefer on Yerudah that's called The Crazy Place. He wrote a Chosha Mishpat, it's called Durim Betumim. He felt that he knew everything. He knew how to clarify everything. The Chosha Mishpat, everybody, the Ksais and the Sivas, he always quote on every page, he quote the Tumim. Everything the Ksais and the Sivas is based on the Tumim. And Yeridei is not as popular. Yeridei wrote the crazy place. So Yeridei, on the side of the page in the Yeridei, they quote this kasha from the crazier place. How can you have a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether he loy govar or tatoy govar? It's a machlokes in mitzvahs. If you have the two steaks, one on top of the other, I put the burning hot steak on the plate, then I put the cold steak on top of it. So you have a tilpul whether the burning hot steak on the bottom will affect the cold steak on top of it to be mavliya. Will it cause a bliya to go because tatoy govar? The bottom wins, the bottom is burning hot, the top piece is cold. So the bottom one wins, and they say, no, iloy govar, since the top one is cold, so that wins, so it's not going to cause a bliya. So yes, Akasha, why don't you give it to a goy and ask him to taste it? Ask an achri to taste the upper chaticha to see if it has a bliya or not. What shach tava machlekes and mitzias? That's what we had the Ramban ask that. Ramban by the Hakan Yavam, according to Tesis, there was a machlekes hatanoim, whether sweeping the dirt floor with a broom constitutes a psikreshe or doesn't constitute a psikreshe. So he said, Ramban asked, that's ridiculous. How can I have a machlekes hatanoim, whether there's a psikreshe? Why don't they experiment and see? And he quoted the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said, it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes hatanoim. Whether Oiris Vidoichen is Boladechim or Boladechim, why don't you experiment? Yerushalmi says that they did experiment and it came out to be ebbs in between. And that was the machlokes satanayim, Rabbi Yechamenu, and the Chacham, where he draw the line, what's called tzirchon, what's called chimut. And the same thing, that's what the Ramban discussed. How can you have a machlokes nigmar with a treif achai, treif en achai, the first Ramban, in Chidush and Perikei L'treifes. You have a machlokes. Why don't they experiment on 1,000 cows that had a treifes, lock them up and see if they'll survive or if they're all going to die? The Ramban said it does make sense to have a machlokes in mitzvah. So that's what the crazy place is. What is it over here? Machlokes Rav Shmuel, a machlokes and mitzis. Sometimes the Gemara has a machlokes, a psychological machlokes, because it's hard to tell. Well, you're going to take a poll. You're going to poll 1,000 people with a whole questionnaire. Today they do like that, but in the days of the Gemara, maybe that was hard to imagine. But here it's not, you don't have to make a psychological test to ask 1,000 people. Just put the piece of cold meat on top of burning hot meat and see if it has a bli on the upper piece or not. How can you have a machlokes Rav Shmuel, but a loy gover, a tatoy gover? It's a davish al metzias. Try it and test it and see if it gives a bliya. It's a peladike gemara. That gemara m'sachem dafai vav is really meraks and igra. This kasha of the place is a murderous kasha. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlekes between the Bali Ateisus. The Teisus is mem beis amem beis. There's long Teisus. Avol Nosen Hu. The Bali Ateisus against the Ramban and the Talmidei HaRamban. The din is that klisheni einam avashal and hilchas Shabbos. And Taisus gave the whole explanation because ain't their official bekach, because tfanis makaros, unless it's kali habishal, then it is their official bekach. That was the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted earlier at the top of Lamates, kol yisru ispinin and dag maliach hayoshon, that you say hadachasin zuig mamalachdom. The reason why there's no bishul beklisheni because ain't their official bekach. Fine. So and this din that is not bishul b'klisheni applies to basa b'cholav also. The Gemara says if you have, let's say, you took some fleshik soup and you put it into a bowl, and then you pour in some milk into the bowl, and the fleshik soup is burning hot in the bowl, so that will not become basa b'cholav deraisa. That the worst it will become is basa b'cholav derabanan, and it's muta b'hano, it's muta b'bishul, it's only also b'achilu with all the nafkaminas. Or bashal mevushal b'mayim on the korban pesach. What if you cook the korban pesach in a klisheni? So the halacha says in kol terkula there's no bishul b'klisheni. So Tesis assumes hu adinami. This long Tesis hu adinami. If you have, let's say, you cook some Campbell's pork and beans. You cook some treifa soup and then you pour it. By mistake, you cooked it in the pot. So the pot is treif. You have to kasher the pot. Then you pour from the pot into a bowl. So the bowl also becomes treif. Then I take my mistake. I took a kosher spoon and I start to mix the treif soup in the bowl with the kosher spoon. So the first time the kosher spoon gets a bliya from the treif soup is when after the treif soup already landed in the bowl. So then halacha says that klisheni doesn't make the spoon treif. So you don't have to kosher the spoon. That's what Tosfos says halacha lemaisa. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the accepted psak halacha lemaisa. That a klisheni is not only not mevashel in Hilchas Shabbos, it's not mevashel in Hilchas Korban Pesach, it's not mevashel in Basa B'cholo, whenever there's a din of bishul, it's not even mavli or maflit. So it's the chapela, the Ramban says, how can it be? Ramban and all the Talmidei Ramban disagree with this. The later Achrayim quote the Chasam Sefer encouraged everyone to be machmal like the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch says lachatchila we're machmal like the Ramban, but the Mikra Din we really don't hold like the Ramban. And the Chasam Sefer, the Tamid Chasam Sefer, are so concerned about this Ramban, they think they should be really, we should really be machmal even b'diavad. You should really throw out the food. That klishenish, even though klishenish ain't a mevashel, what has it got to do with mavli or maflet? If the din, is there a din that there's only a bliya derech bishul? There's no bliya betzainen. No, we have kovish kemavushul, maliach kereseyach. We have a din. Let's say I have a piece of meat that's soaking in milk for 24 hours. So I say it becomes basa b'cholav. It doesn't become basa b'cholav. There I say there was no bishul, but I say there is a bliya of milk. You can't just hold it under the faucet and rub out all the milk and squeeze out all the milk and say it's kosher. If the meat was soaking in the milk less than 24 hours, it can possibly succeed in getting out all the milk. If the meat is cooked already, so then it says in the Gemara that you won't be able to squeeze out all the milk because the meat is cooked, so it's so soft, so then the milk will be nivla through and through. So you won't be able to get it out. But let's say it would be a raw piece of meat. So then the Gemara says you rinse it out. If the meat was sitting in the milk for less than 24 hours, you don't say kavish kemavushal. So then you say you can't succeed in getting out all the particles of milk from the meat. But if it's sitting there for 24 hours, then I say that there is a bliya. So by basa b'cholav, it's only the rabban. If it will be something other than basa b'cholav, let's say you have chazashmalt, treifis, and then I have some kosher food soaking in that for 24 hours, that becomes also menatar. Kavish kemavushal also is in kolatar kulam menatar. Kavish kemavushal and basa b'cholav is only the rabban, because derech bishal asatar. So we have a bliya of kavish kemavushal, a bliya b'tzainin. Then you have a bliya b'tzainin of maliach kiraseya. Let's say I have kosher and non-kosher fish on a pile together, all mixed in, kosher fish, non-kosher fish, and I pour a ton of salt on everything to preserve it so it won't get spoiled. So if it's ein anecho machmas mocho, I didn't just put on a little bit of salt like you put on your bread, like you put on when you're eating food. I put on a ton of salt like to preserve it. So then if it's ein anecho machmas mocho, then the din is maliach kereseach. Then maliach also makes a bliya and it makes everything treif, and that's treif min atorah. By basa b'cholav, it'll only be treif min derabbanan, because it's not der official. By shari surim, it'll be also min atorah. So the Ramban argues, since you have examples of b'liya b'tzainin, you have kavish kemavushal, you have maliach kereseach, so how can you say that klisheni, because it's ein mevashal, therefore it follows that it's ein mavli or maflet? What does bishal have to do with mavli or maflet? You see that by maliach kereseach and kavish kemavushal, there's no bishal, the whole thing is tzainin, and you still say that there's a b'liya b'tzainin. So if you can have a bliya b'tzainin, why can't you have a bliya b'chamin if the chamin is a klisheni? So that makes such good sense, we don't really understand Taisus. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin la'alocha like the Taisus. We paskin mikra din, that a bliya that comes to a klisheni doesn't make treif. If I pour the treif soup into a bowl, and then I take a kosher spoon, and I'm mixing the soup, and so someone's eating the treif soup with a kosher spoon, so because the kosher spoon only came in at the point of klisheni, it didn't come in earlier, so it doesn't make treif b'diavad. Mikra din doesn't make treif. How are you supposed to understand that? So, apparently, Tosfos is of the opinion that true, there is such a thing as bliya b'tzainin, and it works min haTorah. Bliya b'tzainin by kavish kemavushal, maliach kereseach by shari surim, asas min haTorah, basa b'cholav and only asas min rabban, because min haTorah need derech bishul. But if you have a bliya b'chamin, so the halacha only declares as asr if the bliya b'chamin was derech bishul. If it's not derech bishul, it doesn't asr. Where is the mocker for that? You have to have some mocker. Where could possibly be a mocker in the Gemara that a bliya b'chamin? That's the Ramban's kasha. If you can have a bliya b'tzainin that asr min haTorah, kavish kemavushal maleich kereseach. As a bliya b'tzainin that asr min haTorah, so how can you tell me that if it's a bliya b'chamin, if it's not derech bishul, it doesn't asr? That's the dafka derech bishul. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe that's the answer to the crazy place's kasha. The place he has the kasha on that Gemara in case the tzolan daf I involve. How can you have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel the Metzias, whether he loy gover or tatoy gover? Why don't you experiment, test it, and give it to a nachri and ask him to taste it to see if he can taste the flavor of the chazer and the other food? So it would appear from the Gemara the answer is the nachri will taste the flavor of the chazer. And despite the fact that he can taste it, it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel whether it becomes asr or not. Why? The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is which is the derech bishul. If one is cham and one is tzainin, So one says Eloi Govar, that's called Derech Bishul. One says Tatoi Govar, that's called Bishul. Whichever way is Derech Bishul, so that's the way that the Bliya asks. If it's not Derech Bishul, it doesn't ask. True, what the Ramban said is true. The Gemara says, Maliach Kevesech and Kavish Kemavushal indicates that you can have a Bliya B'tzainen, that asks Menatar. That's if it's a Bliya B'tzainen. But if it's a Bliya Bechamen, it's still a Pelo, we don't understand it. But if it's a Bliya Bechamen, so then you see that the premise of the whole Gemara of Rav Shmuel seems to be that if it's not Derech Bishul, so we don't ask it. So the Mele Klisheni is not Derech Bishul either. So that's what Tosfos says. If you have a Bliya B'Klisheni B'Chamen, Bliya B'Chamen B'Klisheni, so since Klisheni ain't a Mevashel, so therefore Klisheni ain't a Mavliya Maflet. Not that a Metzius it's ain't a Mavliya Maflet. Of course it's Mavliya Maflet. It's Dr. Ramban's Taina. How can Bliya B'Klisheni by Yatzoled is be inferior to Kavish K'Mavushal Malach Kereseh? The answer is no, it is Mavliya Maflet, and Halacha says that that Bliya is kosher. That Bliya doesn't bother me. Because whenever it's a Bliya B'Chamen, Rav Shmuel said the only time the Bliya B'chamen asks is if it's Derech Bishul. So how do we paskin Halacha L'maisa? We paskin Tatoi Govar. That's what Tosfos says. The maskana of the Gemara there in Pesachim is Tatoi Govar. The bottom one. I mean, what does it mean? If the bottom, if the heat is on the bottom and the cold one is on top, so that's called Derech Bishul. Why is that so? So Rav Soloveitchik said maybe because that's the way, the normal way to cook is the fire is on the bottom. Normally, you can have the fire on the top also.
Heat rises.
Yeah.
Heat rises.
So the normal way to cook is, you have the hot thing, you have the source of the heat is on the bottom, and then the food is on top. So that's where he says we have two pieces of food. No source of heat at all. You have one piece of food which is burning hot, that's the source of heat. So that's the tatoi, and then the cold piece of meat is on top of it. So we paskin, the tatoi gova, we paskin, if the source of heat comes from the bottom, then it's called the Derech Bishul. If the two macholim that are causing a bliya one into the other, the hotter piece is on top and the cold piece is on the bottom, then we say tatoi gova, the bottom is tainan, so it does not, so that's not called Derech Bishul. That's the Gemara in that's the Gemara in Sochem and Daf Ayin Vav. So that's where Rashi interprets in our Gemara. Rashi learns that Chamin L'Toch HaTzoyin and Tzoyin L'Toch HaChamin, in both cases it's causing the Tzoyin to become burning hot. The cold water is getting burning hot. Not like the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says if you that the definition of the words, that's what determines Chamin L'Toch HaTzoyin, means a big container of Tzoyin and a little bit of Chamin. The Tzoyin L'Toch HaChamin is the reverse, a big container of Chamin and a little bit of Tzoyin. So the Rabbi Natan learns Chamin L'Toch HaTzoyin is not going to accomplish heating up. The whole thing is going to be you're just going to take the chill out. And Tzoyin L'Toch HaChamin, the Tzoyin is going to get burning hot. That's what Rabbi Natan interprets. That's what the phrase means. Rashi does not understand like that. Rashi says that the whole Gemara is based on the assumption that Tatoi governs. And everybody here, Beisham and Bisil, everybody holds Tatoi governs. So that's what Tosfos says. Apella, how can it be Beisham and Bisil both say Tatoi govern? So how come a few generations later, all of a sudden, they woke up all over again? Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, the same Chad Gadya all over again, whether Tatoi Gover, Eloi Gover. So that's what prompted the Rabbi Natan to reinterpret the whole Gemara. Because it's moving around.
What's the majority? Whatever the majority is, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Throw a little bit of cold water in the house
behind. Mm-hmm. That's what the Rabbi Natan time is. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Natan says. It depends. So Rashi learns in both cases everything is getting burning hot. We're talking small amounts, not that one is 10 times bigger than the other.
Both small.
Both approximately the same amount. And in both cases, the cold water gets burning hot, Yatzo lettuce. And still, in one case, the Allah declares that it's Bishul, in one case, Allah declares that it's not Bishul. Because we paskin, we assume over here, Tatoi Gover. That's how Rashi reads the Brayso.
There are other places
in Shas, in Yeridei you have it by Lach. Yeah, in Yeridei you have it by Lach. And in the Gemara Pesachim also, Daf Ayin Vav. You have it by two pieces of meat, one sitting on the other, both pieces of gush. Then the Gemara has it by Lach also. And the Sugim Pesachim has it by Lach also. The Tosfos on Amud Beis talks about Lach. Tosfos on Amud Beis talks about the lach, about pouring, burning. Let's say I have a cup of cold water. I'm going to pour in burning hot water from the kettle. So the burning hot water is iri kli rishon. So do you say iri kli rishon is mevashel or is not mevashel? So Tosfos starts off that it's a machlokes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, where the Iri Kli Rishon is Mavashal and not Mavashal, and then they quote the Rabbeinu Baruch, said they're both wrong. He doesn't agree with either the Rabbeinu Tam, either the Rashbam or the Ri. He thinks that Iri Kli Rishon is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. Why? If you're pouring, let's say, burning hot water into a cup of cold water. So he says, the Gemara says, Msochim, that we paskin Tatoi Govar. So if the bottom is cold and you're pouring in hot stuff, there's not going to be Bishul. However, the Gemara says, Adam, if the bottom is cold and what you're pouring in is hot, so the Gemara says, we say Tatoi Govar, the one on the bottom is cold, is going to be Mitzana in the hot thing that you're pouring in. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, Adamekale, while it's accomplishing to cool off the hot thing that you're pouring in, Maker means car, Adamekale, Bola. It'll be Bolea Kedei Klipa. That's what they quote. Cham leterch atzainen, if you're pouring burning hot liquid into a tzainen liquid, so the Gemara has a lashon, Adamekale, while the tachton is being mitzanen, the cham that you're pouring in, it'll be at least Bolea Kedei Klipa. So that's why the Rabbeinu Baruch, the said Bala Sefer Truma, comes up with this compromise. He says the Rashbam claims that Klisheni in Shmuel says that Irui ki Klisheni is not Mavashal at all. And the Ri holds that Irui is ki Kli Rishon, it's Mavashal 100%. And the Rabbeinu Baruch, Bala Sefer Truma, says that they're both not correct. He says that Irui is Mavashal if you're pouring burning hot onto a cold Maichal, into a cold Mashke. Then it says, Iri is Mavashal, Kedei Klipa, as it says in the Gemara Psochem. The Gemara Psochem is talking about liquid. They're both talking about pouring hot liquid into a cold liquid. So they say in such a case, the hot liquid will be Mavashal, the upper layer, the upper Kedei Klipa of the bottom Mashke. So he said, that's also a violation of Bishul. Even if it's not Mavashal, Kedei Kuloi, Mavashal, Kedei Klipa is also a violation of Bishul. And that's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch, is the Rabbeinu Baruch, the compromise sheet. Not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that it's not Mavashal at all. And the Ri hold that it's Mamish Mavashal like a Kli Rishon. Iri is Mavashal like a Kli Rishon. Rabbeinu Baruch gives this compromise based on the Gemara Psochem. Ademekalei Bola. The Tesis has a few nafkeminas when you get to that the long Tesis Mem base and a base. In the three shitas, and they come out lamaskona like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the compromise, when you're pouring cham into tzoinen, so we say adam, we say tatoi govar, that the liquid on the bottom is mitzanein, the hot stuff that you're pouring in, but still it'll be bolea kedei klipa. So they have a few nafkeminas halacha lamaisa there. So they have one nafkemina, let's say I'm pouring treifa soup onto a kosher bowl, iri. Treifa soup poured onto a kosher bowl. So they say it makes trace the bowl to the point of Kedei Klipa. That means the outer, let's say the bowl is very thick. Years ago, the bowls used to be very thick. So Tosfos says the upper Kedei Klipa of the bowl will become trace. So what are you going to do? So if it's a wooden bowl and you have a peeling machine, so you can scrape off the upper Kedei Klipa of the wooden bowl, and below that will be kosher. If it's a bowl like we have today, we don't use wooden bowls like that. So then what are you going to do? You're going to scrape off the bowl a little bit. You'll break the whole bowl, so it'll be awesome. But strictly speaking, you say, when you pour burning hot, according to the way we pass like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the compromise sheet, when you pour burning hot treifa liquid onto a bowl, so we say, it's balea kedei klipa. Then we say, can you do hagola or not? Can you do hagola? Let's say I have a pot that I buy a pot from a non-Jew, he used to cook chazashmalt in the pot. Is to cook treifas mamish in the pot. So the halacha requires that you have to do hagolah. So when you do hagolah, do you require that you should do hagolah by putting in plain water and cooking up the water on the fire, and then the bleah will go out? Or can you even be makel to pour from a kettle of burning hot water to pour in every spot on this treifa kli? So Tosfos says you cannot be makel, because when you pour, its iri is only mevashal kedei klipa, so it's only going to accomplish hagole and the upper kedei klipa. When you cook the treifa soup in the pot, there was balea kedei kulo through and through, possibility that the bleah goes through and through. And here, the iri is only going to be serving as a hagole for the upper kedei klipa, so that's not good enough. Unless it only became treif ayidei iri. If I had, let's say, by mistake, someone had a metal kli, and he poured some treifa soup burning hot treifa soup on top of the metal kli. So all treifa bliya came about al yidei iruy. So then you say kibola kachpolta, since the whole bliya was only al yidei iruy. So then Tosha says he can do hagol al yidei iruy. That's what Tosha says after the narrow lines and the first medium sized line in the Tosha. Uklisha tashmisha al yidei iruy kigon kairis. If the whole treifa was nivla, by mistake you were pouring treifa soup into a bowl. Now our bowls are china bowls, they don't lend themselves to hagola. So let's say if you have a metal bowl, you have a wooden bowl, a metal bowl that does lend itself to hagola. So Tosha says, Yochal Agilam, Ayde Iru, Tikibola, Kachbolto. If the whole Bliya was Ayde Iru, so the whole Bliya was only Kide Klippa, so then you could do a hagola Ayde Klippa. Avoklishan is Bashal Bayisa, but if you cook mamish treifas in the pot, that's what Tosha writes on Mem Beis on the base, in the long Tosha, the second wide line. Avoklishan is Bashal Bayisif, but if you cook Chazishmals in the pot, that would not be enough. And he proves it from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav. The Gemara says like that. Ma bola benitzotis, apolta benitzotis. The whole bliya was ayidei irui, so you can do hagola ayidei irui. But if it had a real bliya because of derech bishul, then you can't do a hagola ayidei irui, because irui is only kidei klipa. Then Tosfos says another nafkamina minigeya to tarnegoilas. What's the story with the tarnegoilas? That's what Tosfos says before. And the last narrow line in that taste is going on to the first wide line. What is that all about? There's a problem when you have chickens, when you slaughter chickens. So when they sell the chickens, they're not going to sell you the chicken with all the feathers on it. Who wants to buy a chicken? Who wants to look at a dead chicken with all the feathers on it? So they're going to flick off, they're going to remove all of the feathers. How to remove all the feathers is very hard. So you have to scrape and scrape. So what makes it easier is if you pour burning hot water. If right after you chef the chicken, you pour burning hot water on top of the whole chicken, then everything becomes very soft and very loose, and then you can scrape everything off 1, 2, 3. Yeah, but that poses a problem. You're going to pour on burning hot water on the tanagailas, and you didn't salt it yet. Because you don't salt the chicken with the feathers on. Salt the chicken with the feathers, so then there's no place for the dam to go out. It's like salting in a cliche in a manukov. You can't salt meat unless there's a place for the dam to drip down. So if you have the chicken with all the feathers on, it's a tegdachnish. You have to remove the feathers first. So if you're going to pour on burning hot water onto the chicken before you remove the feathers, that's way before you started to salt it, so it's going to be mavliya the dam into the chicken, hayidei roschim. So if you're mavliya the din, we assume that whenever you salt the chicken, whenever you salt meat, that it'll succeed in removing the dam ha'ivarim. The blood and the capillaries will be removed by salting. But let's say there's blood in the arteries. You have a piece of meat that has an artery that has mamish solid blood going through, not some blood in the capillaries. So that blood doesn't come out ayde malicha. You can salt and salt all you want. The blood is not going to come out. You have to yank out the arteries. The Gemara says you have to take out the arteries before you salt the meat. Or let's say someone has a pot of burning hot dam. Someone's cooking dam. And he pours the dam, burning hot dam, on top of a piece of flesh. So the dam is nivla into the flesh, ayde bishul. He cooks the flesh with the dam. So then it's not going to help later on to salt it. The salting only accomplishes to remove the dam and the capillaries that wasn't nivla into the flesh. But if you're going to pour hot water, so then it depends. If you hold like the Rashbam, that iri is not mevashel at all, iri is kiklisheni. So that's not considered as if you are mavliya the dam. We assume that that such a bliya dam doesn't count. The bliya de klisheni doesn't count. So the bliya de iri doesn't count either, according to the Rashbam. But we don't pass like the Rashbam. We don't pass like the Rebbe. We pass like the compromise sheet of the Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer Atruma. The Tosis in Zvachim Daf Tzadikei tells you who is writing the Tosis. It's the Rabbeinu Baruch, Bala Sefer Truma, he's the one who made this compromise, and we assume that it's Mavashal Kadei Klipa. So that's what they say, the Niru Roistim, if you put burning hot water, ala Tana Goylis, before you salted it, Tzvicha Klipa, because the upper Kadei Klipa of the whole chicken has a Bli of Dam, Ayidei Chamin, which is not going to come out, Ayidei Malicha. So this was a big scandal in America. And all many of the slaughterhouses where they shecht chickens, they would always do like that. They would pour on burning hot water. When the Mashgiach came, and they knew 5 weeks in advance when the Rav HaMachshir was coming, so they'd make sure that day everything would be cold water. When the Rav HaMachshir was not there, so it would be burning hot water. The hotter it is, so the softer it makes the chicken. So the easier it is to remove the feathers. In fact, there was a place in Livingston, Manor, Livingston Poultry, that was closed down by the Kashrut Commission of New York State. It's not one place, there were many that were closed down because they caught them, the government caught them, pouring on burning hot water on the chickens before they salted it. So it was it was false advertising. They were advertising that the chickens are kosher, and they were not kosher because they were mavliya d'dam. It's against our halacha. What else does Tosfos have in Afkamina? They have a din. Let's say I have a tray for pot, and I want to kasher it. Is there a halacha you have to kasher the tray for pot in shul? Is there a halacha you have to kasher in shul? It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Achreinim, the Behetiv, quotes a minig, Ein lahagil, el b'shnei bal hagola. Hagola should be done in the presence of a tamachoch, menos ilchus hagola. So in some communities, they have a practice that they do hagola in shul, and they have the rabbi watch the way everybody brings their pots and pans, and he supervises to make sure that you're doing hagola properly. But there is no such halacha that hagola has to be done dafke in Beis HaKnesses. Here there is a din in Parshas Tzav, this week's Sedra. There is a din that Mariko Shtifa has to be done in the Azara. When is that? So it says in the Chumash, if you have a pot, a kli nechoshes, as opposed to a kli cheres, if you cook the korban in a kli cheres, and there's no way to get the bliya out, kli cheres is baleya, but you can't do hagola, hatorah hira kli cheres, that you can't really do a good hagola. So then, after a day or two, the bliya in the kli cheres is going to become nifsal balina, it's going to become nicer. If it's a kochi kochi, it becomes nifsal balina when it comes chatzais. Midirabbanon, min hatorah, it only becomes nifsal balina with alois hashachar. Midirabbanon, you're not allowed to eat it after chatzais, it becomes nifsal balina at chatzais midirabbanon. If it's a kachim kalim, so you have shnei amim v'lai lechad, you can eat the shlamim today, tonight, and tomorrow. So tomorrow night it'll become a masav achila. Okay? So even though I've already finished eating, let's say we ate up the whole, the Kohanim ate up the whole chatos bizmanoi, and the Israeli made up the whole shlamim in the proper zman. But there's still a beliya in the pot. So the beliya in the pot, even though b'shaita, when we cooked the carbon in the pot, everything was kosher, there was no problem. Nonetheless, the beliya in the pot will be, it'll be chal and iser, noiser, on the bliya in the pot. That's what it says in the Chumash. So, how do you deal with that? So, if it's a kli nechoshes, then you have to do hagola. You can do hagola and get the bliya out. If it's a kli cheres, then there's no way, hatorah ira kli cheres, that you can't get the bliya out. So it says, ishaver. It says in Parshas Tzav, Asher Tevush Albo, Tosfos quotes it, Asher Tevush Albo, ishaver. You have to smash it. What do you mean you smash it? And can't use it again. You have to smash the klicheres, can't use it again. If it's clean achoshes, why should you smash it? So you should kasher it, you do hagolah. So that hagolah is exeris akosuv. If it's a kochi kochim, if you cook the chatos in the pot, the chatos is a kochi kochim, so then it says, amorik v'shuta b'mayim, you have to do the marika shtif and the makam kodesh. It has to be done dafki in the azor. So the pasuk says exeris akosuv only, clean achoshes asher tevush albo. The expression uses asher tevush albo. So the Gzeres HaKosov seems to be you only need this Hagola done. This is Marika Shtifa, special thing. Normally when you do Hagola, you only have to do Hagola in burning hot water. There's no mitzvah that has to be done in the Azara. There's no mitzvah you have to rinse it off with cold water before or after. There's no such din al pipashtus. But by Korbanus, that's Gzeres HaKosov. Umorak v'shutaf. So one goes on Tzayin and one goes on Chamer. Machlekes HaTanaim, which is which? Marika b'tzayna and eshtifa b'chamen, or Marika b'chamen and eshtifa b'tzayna. That's a gzeres hakosuv by korbanos. It doesn't apply to chulin. Tosfos on the last daf in Avodah Zarah writes that the minig is that after you finish doing hagola on the pots and pans, you rinse them all off with cold water. So Tosfos says they don't know where in the world that comes from. So it must be a minig. It must be a minig is as to make a zecher to Marika eshtifa. They can't come up with any better explanation. That's the Tosfos on the last Amud Aleph in Maseches Avodah Zarah. So this special Gzeres HaKosuv, there's always a din that you need Hagola, but this is a special din that has to be in the Azara, and the special din that has to be Davka Mariko Shtifa, B'tzainan also. Normally you don't need Tzainan, you don't need Azara. You can do Hagola at some other location, you don't need the Tzainan. So the special Gzeres HaKosuv only applies if it had a Pidin, what's called Bishul. So Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi that raises an issue, what if it didn't have actual Bishul, I didn't cook the Korban Chatos in the Kli Nechoshes, but I poured, I cooked the chatos in a different pot, and I poured, I did irui, irui kli rishon. I poured from the original pot into this pot. Is that considered asher tevush al bo? Or not? Or is it considered like sharbeliyas? A sharbeliyah doesn't need marika shtifan yazor. It doesn't need betzainan. All it needs is bechamin. So the Yishalmi learned that from a ribu in the pasuk. Tamalam asher tevush al bo says twice. Once it says asher tevush al bo by klicheres, and it says asher tevush al bo by a klicheres. By kli mateches, by kli nechoshes, and by kli cheres. And since it says twice, the Yishalmi says, "En li ala shebishal ba iru le tel cheresech minayin." How do you know that even irui is also considered shetevushal ba? Tamlay ma shetevushal ba yishav le mikol makom. So the Yishalmi says that it has a special status as shetevushal ba. So that's what the Re says. That's a raya that irui is mevashal kadei kulo. The Rabbeinu Baruch says at least it's mevashal kadei klipa. That's how we pass them, is Mevashal Kadei Klipa. So it's Nagel Laloch Mevashal Kadei Klipa, it Asas Kadei Klipa. You can do Hagola Kadei Klipa. It Asas the Tanigolas, Kadei Klipa of the Tanigolas, because it's considered Damshin as Bashal de Basar, and you would need Mariko Shtifa. And then in Hilcha Shabbos, the fifth Nafkaminas in Hilcha Shabbos, it's Mevashal Kadei Klipa, it's an Issa Bishal on Shabbos. So Tosfos has all the five nafkaminas. It asas kedei klipo, it's hagola kedei klipo, asas etanagolas kedei klipo, hilcha Shabbos, and with respect to the mariko shtifa. In all five cases, Tosfos moves from one to the other, like everything is tali zebizim. And that's what the Ramban disagrees. He says, why should the bliya, why should, whether it makes treif or not, why should that depend on whether it's called bishul or not? If the halacha recognizes a bliya b'tzainan, even a bliya of kovish, and even a bliya of maliach kiresech also asks. So why shouldn't a klisheni or an irui, even if klisheni ain't a mevashal at all, but let it still be mavliya maplit, should ask him in a Torah? That's the Ramban's taina. We don't pass the mikradim, we don't pass like the Ramban. L'chatchila, we avoid it. We don't want to get involved in the machlokes taisa Ramban. Mikradim, we really pass them like taisa. That a bliya be klisheni doesn't. Awesome. Okay, maybe so tomorrow we'll finish the Gemara. We didn't finish the Gemara on Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Amud Aleph, and then we'll continue on Amud Beis. Right, so.